Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com joins us. Corey, are you there?
I am here, darling. Hello.
Hey, honey. We have a ton of gossip, so let's jump right in today.
Yes.
What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Breaking news. So Brad Pitt has filed for a review in his custody battle with Angelina Jolie following the disqualification of their private judge. Ooh. This is getting really messy, so let me try and explain this. Brad Pitt has filed a petition with the California Supreme Court, he's going right to the top, to challenge a decision made in the custody battle to disqualify the judge. Brad Pitt's legal team are arguing that the ruling to disqualify the private judge in the case, a request that came from Angelina's team, has generated widespread confusion, uncertainty, and instability. So the decision has meant that now the custody battle, after all these years, is starting all over again. You might remember that Angelina's legal team wanted the judge gone because the judge did not sufficiently disclose his business relationship, not with Brad, but with Brad's attorney. Pitt's team are saying the judge was inappropriately disqualified. What do you think, Corey?
Well, that does seem a little unethical. I mean, you can't have your judge being in cahoots with the lawyer of your ex-husband who you're suing. Seems a little weird to me.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I get it here. There's only so many judges and there's only so many celebrities, and these private judges are not assigned. They are hired. So when he was hired by Brad and Angelina, which is not that strange. It sounds strange, doesn't it, to people like you and me, because we'd never get to pick a private judge.
No.
Celebrities do this all the time, and they do it to make sure everything is kept confidential. So this is not that unusual. But at the time when both Brad and Angelina said, yes, this is the judge, we both agree, that judge should have said, hey, I've done a lot of work with Brad's attorneys. And Angelina might have said, you know what, this is fine. I've been poring through the legal documents. And what Brad Pitt's legal team are really suggesting here is that this sets a very bad precedent, because they both agreed and then it didn't really go in Angelina's favor. And so because she didn't like the way the decision was going, then she wanted the judge disqualified. So it's very, very complicated. Legalese is not our thing on the Naughty But Nice show, but what I can tell you, it's really ugly. Basically, the whole story is ugly. And it's starting all over again after, what, 4 or 5 years?
Unbelievable.
It looked like they'd come to a conclusion. It's ugly, 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 which brings us to our poll question of the day. Brad Pitt's team has filed for a review in the custody battle with Angelina Jolie. Will these two ever find peace? Will they ever find peace?
Wow.
I think I know your answer. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to tune back in on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, continuing the legal theme, Britney Spears will not be charged for swatting her housekeeper. That's pretty good news. I'm happy about that. So prosecutors have decided not to file a charge against Britney Spears for allegedly swatting her housekeeper's phone in a dispute at her home last month. Now, the district attorney said there was insufficient evidence that a crime had occurred and noted the lack of injury to the housekeeper or damage to the phone. Now, the housekeeper called the authorities on August 16th after a fight over the veterinary care that Britney Spears' dog received. You guys may recall that whole incident. Now, during the argument, Spears was alleged to have slapped a phone out of the housekeeper's hand. Now, the DA's office did say that on Wednesday that did occur. Now, the housekeeper indicated that the screen protector to her phone was damaged, yet the housekeeper had no visible injuries. So Britney's attorney expressed appreciation that the DA's office rejected the case and again called it nothing more than tabloid fodder. Now, Rob, I think that the housekeeper was a little shady to me anyway, because, you know, she like pretty much kidnapped Britney's dogs. I mean, right? She didn't even take the proper channels to make a complaint. So I don't know about this. What do you think?
Yeah, the whole thing is so messy and untidy. I think we can all agree, if this wasn't Britney Spears, we probably wouldn't even know about this. Although, I've got to say this too. Even if you are treated badly and you are wronged by somebody, lashing out never helps. And I get it. We've all been in that place where we're just so angry and our frustrations are just bubbling up that we want to lash out with our tongue, with our fists. Mm-hmm. It never ever works. It's never a good idea. When Brittany's dogs were missing, she should have called the police. She should have called the authorities.
Yeah.
She should have gone through proper channels too. So I'm not blaming Brittany here. I'm actually team Brittany on this, and I'm glad that this case has been dismissed. But I do know that often celebrities are targeted a little bit. You have to be careful. If you're famous or you have a lot of money, do be careful. It just breaks my heart that nobody around Brittany, she seems to be able to trust. Like, you know, her dad is trouble. We know that when she was making her own decisions, she was hanging out with some really questionable people.
Yeah.
And now to think of somebody in your house, it just makes me sad, Corey. It makes me sad. And I hope, I really pray, that if Brittany does get out of the conservatorship, or if she gets rid of her dad and she gets a new conservator, she can build a team.
Yeah.
A team around her that she trusts, that trust her, and moving forward, it can be out of all the newspapers. Talking of puppies, so his name is Ryan Fisher. We've spoken about him a few times on the show.
Yeah.
Actually, Corey, Ryan and I have mutual friends, and people tell me he's just lovely.
Ooh.
So he does not want anyone to think that he's having a bad romance with his former employer. See what I did there? So he's responded to comments wondering why Lady Gaga has not bankrolled his recovery. If you remember, he set up a GoFundMe page. He wants to travel and heal, and he needs about $40,000 to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said initially he did stay in Lady Gaga's multi-million dollar Hollywood home, and she even paid for a trauma therapist to work with him after he was shot protecting her dogs. He's done an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, and he spoke to the outlet about criticism. He said, quote, "Everyone thought I was setting a blame on somebody when all there is love."
Mm.
He claims that everything between him and Gaga is great. He calls her a friend, and I love them, and I'm absolutely here for them. However, his assistant, Alicia, I want to talk to her.
Uh-oh.
Alicia has a different story. Alicia's saying, "They were supportive from afar."
Ooh.
"They kept giving lots of words of assurance, like, quote, 'Oh yeah, don't worry about anything. We're going to take completely care of you.' But Alicia claims nobody really made a point to come and see Ryan or talk to him or even contact him after he was shot."
Ooh.
The assistant also goes on to claim that she personally sent an invoice to Lady Gaga's team for 6 months of financial support.
Right.
Gaga's team inquired, "What's this for?"
Oh, my goodness.
So she said Gaga's team only expected to support Ryan until the pop star returned from Italy, where she was shooting, which is around about 3 months after the shooting. So it seems like Ryan wanted 6 months. Gaga's people and Gaga, ultimately, you got to blame her. She the boss.
Yep.
They wanted to play 3 months. Ooh.
Wow.
What do you think? I would have just paid the 6 months. Ryan,
yeah.
I've got so much money. This is terrible PR. Even if she's been shaken down, which I don't think she is, but even if she is, what does she care? It's two Gucci purses.
I know.
Give him the money. I don't
know.
When people nickel and dime, Corey, don't they? It's so silly.
Well, you know, Rob, this is really upsetting to me too, because the bigger issue is that when Gaga's dogs were kidnapped or whatever, missing, she put up a
reward.
Thank you. I was going to say a ransom. That's the opposite.
No, that's the opposite.
That's the opposite. Yeah. So she put up a reward for like $500,000 to get her dogs back. But she only paid $97,000 reportedly for Ryan's hospital bill. So I'm like looking at her a little side-eyed, Miss Gaga, a little side-eyed.
You're not the only one. What's going on with Corey Underwood? He's the gay bachelor. What's he up to?
Well, I love that you just said Corey Underwood, but it's Colton.
I mean,
he's not too hard to look at. So, I mean, you want to compare me to him? Let's do it. I'm fine. Not a problem.
What's going on with Colton Underwood? I'm
terrible. Well, Colton Underwood is enjoying a romantic getaway. Now, you know, he's just got, he's riding a wave. Now he's come out. He's having a great time. So Colton Underwood's got himself a rosy new romance, or so it seems. After coming out as gay in April, the Bachelor alum appears to have updated his relationship status from single to Taken. Ooh. Now, a source confirms to E that Colton is currently enjoying a romantic Hawaiian getaway with political strategist Jordan C. Brown. Do you know Jordan by any chance?
I actually do know him. Not terribly well, but we have a mutual friend. He worked for the Obamas and the Clintons, and he's a big deal in that political sort of world. I once went to this dinner party and he was there, and it was all these power gays and me. Ooh. I wasn't really powerful at all.
Not yet.
I don't know what I was doing there, Corey. They kept looking at me like, who invited him? I think I must have been a plus one.
Well, tell you more. I'm sorry. I got so distracted by the plus one. I thought, gosh, that would be what a great party that would have been. But in any event, a source has confirmed that he's on this Hawaiian getaway. According to The Insider, the dynamic duo looked very coupled, and they were spotted holding hands during their beachy trip in Maui at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Fancy, very swanky,
very, you know, fancy schmancy. But, you know, back in June, Colton did share a collage of images that highlighted his special moments with loved ones, and I guess it's part of his PR spin to try to kind of get beyond some of the negativity when he came out. You think so?
I think so. Although, I think this is the real deal. People that I know who know Jordan tell me Jordan would not be up for it if it wasn't real. Jordan doesn't really like publicity. He's not a showman. And so if he was dating Lance Bass, I'd be like, side on. But with Jordan Brown, I think it's the real deal. And I'm glad you corrected me, because we have our official fact checker, Kim Roberts, who's one of the noughties. Oh, I know, she's brilliant. Hello,
yes.
Kim. Hello.
Hey, Kim.
Kim always sends me notes at the end of each show, and we get a lot wrong. But today, we corrected this, Kim, so don't worry. It is Colton Underwood. And then another bachelorette story. Before we go to break, Rachel Connell said she was pressured to stay silent after those awful allegations about attending an antebellum plantation-themed party.
Yes.
Back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So she said on a podcast called From Privilege to Progress that she recalls the days leading up to her making an apology. She said, quote, I had a lot of people in my ear saying, you'll have time, don't make it worse. You hear that a lot, don't you? Don't make it worse. You'll have time to speak. We'll give you a platform. Just wait this out. And she said she felt a lot of pressure not to say anything. And ultimately, she decided to step forward. She really owned it. It was an amazing apology. She owned this.
Yeah, I have to say, I agree.
She put out a statement, and she's still saying how misguided and how wrong she was for going to that party and how much she has to learn. But this is so interesting to me. As a former PR executive, often you're given bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've done something awful and you know it and you believe it, that's the key here. You can't just put out a statement if you don't literally own it.
Yeah.
But if you own it and you know you've messed up, don't be silent. Scream it from the rooftops. Corey, you're not the silent type.
No, not at all. I mean, I think that she definitely has someone, you know, she has herself to blame. And I loved her apology. And nobody was going to be more critical than me. And I was like, you know what? I really believe her. Let's give her another chance. I agree.
But it's a lesson for all of us when we mess up. And we all will. We all have. We're all probably going to do it again. Speak out. Don't remain silent. Honestly, you've got a voice, everybody. Use it. Use it as soon as possible. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty by My Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much, darling. Nobody does a fanfare like you. So Olivia Jade, Laurie Loughlin's daughter, is joining Dancing with the Stars. Will you watch it with Olivia on? Will Olivia make you watch the show? Let me have a look for the results here. Oh dear. 95% said no, they're not watching Olivia Jade cha-cha-cha.
No, ma'am. No, count me among that 95%.
Oh. Matt James is joining, that handsome bachelor, Rachel's boyfriend. Mm. What about him, Corey? That's a good-looking guy.
I mean, I'll watch him before I watch Miss Olivia, believe me, yes.
I know. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
our nicest of the day. Oh, yes. Well, James Corden says he and his wife never went on dates. Isn't that funny? So James Corden is opening up about the beginning of his love story with his wife, Julia Carey, revealing that they bonded by staying in instead of going out. So Jules and I never went on dates, Corden said. The night we met, we talked about how we both were bored of going out all the time and how we were going out too much, we were drinking too much, having too much of a good time. And continuing to recall the conversation they had at that party, Corden said, as a joke, we planned the rest of our lives together. I was like, how many kids are we going to have? And are we going to have a dog? And at the end of the night, we had a little smooch in the back of a cab. And I said, what are you doing on Saturday night? Do you want to stay in and do nothing? So dating shortly after that romantic moment that they shared, they got engaged in 2010, and they've been married since 2012. That's a great story. Of course, most people thought he was gay, Rob. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was so
interesting. Yeah. I knew Bruce was the one for me. We're still together. Bruce and I have been together for many, many years, but I knew it when I didn't want to go out anymore. I didn't want to go out to bars. I wanted to go out to restaurants, don't get me wrong. I still love myself a fancy meal, but there was a time in my life where I just was sick of going out to the same bars, meeting the same people, pretending to have fun.
Yeah.
I knew when I found Bruce that I just wanted to be with him. I'm really happy. When it's just the two of us, this story is so lovely. James Corden is our nicest of the day and now our naughtiest of the day.
Naughty.
Kourtney Kardashian is accusing Scott Disick of treating her badly. So there's been a lot of drama here. So Scott Disick sent a DM to one of Kourtney's exes, Benjima. Mm. I had never heard of him until a couple of days ago, but he's very cute. And he dated Kourtney many, many years ago. So Kourtney is kissing her new boyfriend, Travis Barker, all over the place. Scott saw the pictures of Kourtney kissing her new man, and he DM'd the pictures to her ex, Benjima. It was really weird, wasn't it? And he was saying, like, not very nice things about it. Well, Kourtney has responded by basically accusing him of treating her badly. She wrote the following quote, "How to get over somebody who treated you badly." Oh. And she attached a link to a story that gives you tips on how to get over somebody that doesn't treat you right. Scott, you brought this on yourself. You got nothing nice to say? Shut up. It's none of your business anymore.
Move on.
Let's have a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
I love that you and me are telling people to mind their own business, Kourtney, when we make a living out of other people's business.
I've got some nerve.
Sponsored by the Forward Answer, my new book, Corey. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast on Monday.
Yes.
It is exceptional. Our book sales have gone through the roof. It's 20 minutes of Corey interviewing me about the book, about leadership, about being a mentor. How did it go over internally within the company? Were they ready for someone like me?
Oh, they loved it. They love you. They were so excited. I had people messaging me saying, you know, I can't wait for Monday for your podcast with Rob at the NSLS. So yes, it went over very well. And thank you. And it was a wonderful interview. I appreciate you.
Thanks to you. It was really good because you're really good. This is our moment of Rob. The most important relationship you're going to have in your entire life is with you. So cherish it and be as kind to yourself as you are to others. I know a lot of the noughties. Over the years, we've been doing this. I've been lucky enough to meet some in person. Mm-hmm. We've texted. We have a little Facebook group. So I do know the people that listen to this show. They're good people. They're kind people. However, a few of you, you know who I'm talking about, are kinder to me and others than you are to yourself. Stop it. Start being as kind to yourself as you are to your very best friends. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. So we got a 1-star review, and I might have overemphasized this because now we've got another 10, 15 reviews that are 5 stars.
Yay.
So thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening. We're back up there. So thank you. And remember, let's say this all together. Let's sing it out loud. If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with